see. I got some pretty good news yesterday morning. FaceTime to me yesterday. I got grandbaby number 4 on the way.
Congratulations to you guys.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. Her and her husband's been trying for a second one for a little while now and had a rough time with it. Then finally, you know, God's will, it's finally time.
Kids were great, but your grandkids, they're really 7 granddaughters, 3 grandsons.
I want grandkids, but I want them done in the proper order. The only grandkids I got have 4 legs.
Sorry about that, Marshall. I double with you. Go again.
I said, I got 4 kids, none of them are married. I told them I wanted grandkids, but I want them in the right order. So so far they've held to that. The only grandkids I've got are 4-legged.
We got 7 granddaughters and 3 grandsons.
Kiddos, and all 4 are married. The youngest son and his wife are in the Army at Fort Bliss, Texas. Then my daughter and her husband have got one with a new one on the way. Then my oldest son and his wife have got one. And then my next youngest son, him and his wife, have got one on the way. So I got 2 here and 2 on the way.
You might see where all your race money's going to go.
The budget just took a major hit there.
Bad, especially when we were at a race bringing something back from the track for one or all of them or something.
And bring something back for just one. Three of them to the beach this summer, one at a time. I think we figured out taking all 3 of them at the same time. And yeah, that's just too much on Nana and Papa.
If they're little, it just be a lot of work. You enjoy it and love having them all together, but yeah, it takes a good bit.
We range from 10 to 13.
People, right now mine are 4, 2, and then, like I said, the other 2 on the way. Really, what's funny is my oldest granddaughter was due May the 9th. She was born May the 8th. This baby that they're expecting now is due on May the 11th. I was telling my daughter Noelle, it'd be kind of funny if she was born the same day that Ellie was.
Somebody's going to be disappointed that they don't get to celebrate their day by themselves.
Yeah. That's all right. We'll make sure that both of them are recognized.
His birthday is the same as his cousin, and he's got his other cousin is... one day before or after their birthday. So we got 3 birthdays right there within a 2-day period.
Go ahead.
So what's crazy is my mother, my brother, and one of his daughters are all 3 August the 28th.
Just had her first baby, and that was back on August the 18th, and her brother's birthday is the same as, actually her birthday was August the 18th, the baby's girl that she just had was the 18th, her brother's was on the 18th of August, and her grandmother was on the 18th of August, except her grandmother was born in 1925, 100 years to the day before her little girl. Too many birthdays on one day there.
Cool birthday to share, though. That really is.
The odds of all that.
DLE for ID.
GFW. Yeah, the best I can do is my dad and myself and my son were all born on the 6th of a month, but all different months.
If they fall and stuff like that, you never know.
MKH Friday. Yeah, my oldest daughter was born on Cinco de Mayo.
Celebrate her birthday.
And she was the only one we had to go out in the middle of the night for.